Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report. We have with us today Mayor DeZine Extension District Director, Agriculture and Natural Resources, and 4-H Youth Development Agent Abby Powell. Good morning, Abby.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us today. It's starting to look a lot like summer with all of the color and the warmth and everything. And you've got a way to bring that color and warmth inside without taxing the air conditioning.
Yes. We've actually started doing a couple floral design classes using cut flowers. Up till now, we've used purchased flowers just because they've not been ready to put into a bouquet or a display yet. But just last week, we had our first floral design class. We opened it up to 4-H'ers at first, and then we ended up having a few extra spots, and we opened that up to some adults. And so what these classes consist of is there is a charge for these classes, and it ranges between $15 and $25 depending on the class. And everything is provided for you, and you pick out a bowl or a vase, and then we provide some greenery, some filler, some showcase flowers, and different things like that. And then during the class, we talk about types of bowls, vases, and or whatever you're choosing to put your arrangement in. And then we work with cutting the stems and placing them either in the water, or if we're going to use the, I'm going to call it green foam, floral foam sponge, on how to make sure we get those in so that they stay good, and making an appropriate design for the space that we're looking for and the container that we have used. And so this has been a great class. A lot of times people will walk by the floral section, you know, maybe when you walk into Walmart or different stores like that, and they get those home and maybe just plop them in a vase and think, oh, dang, how come mine don't look like the flower shop? I can't guarantee that coming to our class is going to turn you into a floral designer, but it might help you to prep those flowers a little bit more. Our next class will be the first Friday of July, and it's actually not going to be a class. It's just going to be a demonstration that I'm going to do with that, and we are doing that at the Osawatomie State Hospital. They have a greenhouse up there. They call it Little Farm on the Hill. And Kitty Rainierson is up there, and she is hosting me. And so we will be doing that on the first Friday in July. I believe that'll be, I think, at 6:30 p.m. I'm not 100% sure on the time yet, but we will have some flyers posted once we get that more stabilized. And then I'm looking to maybe do a few more of these as the year goes on if we get interest, because the great thing about flowers is even though they're not readily available in our gardens all the time, they are available year-round, and I have some availability to get those. And so I'm thinking come fall and winter months, sometimes we need a little bit of color and sunshine in our life, and maybe having a floral class in November, December, January might not be such a bad idea. But if you have a group that might be interested in hosting a floral design class, please feel free to give me a call at 913-795-2829, and I'd be happy to come out and help with those classes. Or we do have some individuals within our Master Gardener program that can do that as well. And so I just wanted to kind of share something new. I've never done floral design classes. I always say in my next life I'm going to come back as a florist, amongst other things. But I do enjoy that, and it's something that I definitely picked up and can help talk about the different types of flowers and how to present them to make them last as long as possible.
I'm going to have to take you up on that. But one thing I need to know, we're going to be getting a cat soon. Is there anything in your class that teaches how to balance the vase so that the cat can't knock it over onto the floor?
Get a shorter vase. Or put it up high. Well, cats can get everywhere.
Cats can get everywhere. Shorter vase. Well, okay. Something very bottom heavy.
Yes.
Then it's going to enlist the aid of the tortoise, who's just going to push and shove the thing over the edge of it. Okay. All right. Well, I hope you get a really good turnout, and I'm looking forward to hearing an update on how it goes.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Thank you. You have a good day. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Flory.